Isaac Watts, the author of many hymns, penned these words from Psalm 100. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The psalmist exhorts God's people, the Jewish nation, to praise the Lord God, Yahweh. The Lord, the word Lord translates God's personal name, represented in Hebrew and considered too holy to pronounce audibly. It's based on the verb to be, identifying him as a deity who actually exists, the relatable covenant-keeping God. This hymn was used in the temple with the sacrifices of praise to lay everything aside that hinders and to make a joyful, joyful noise unto the Lord. So as this morning, as we walk through this psalm, I want you to try and to lay aside everything of this world that may be hindering you, everything that is on your mind. I know that's no easy task for me as well. We have a lot going on in our lives. We have a lot going on in our brains. But I exhort you just for a few moments this morning to consider this call to thanksgiving to our eternal Creator God and to give him alone thanksgiving from your heart. So let's look at verses 1 and 2. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. You see, the psalmist doesn't start with declaring the Lord's character or sovereignty. The psalmist clearly calls out to what? Shout. Shout for joy to the Lord. Start with a shout, all the lands, all the earth. A glad shout, such as a loyal subject would call out before their sovereign. And I kind of like the British monarchy. I kind of like the customs and traditions of the British monarchy. And I love before they play their national anthem, God Save the King, the trumpets, the herald trumpets play out. And that's what I think of when the psalmist says, shout for joy to all the earth. A shout of joy of loyal subjects calling out before their sovereign. It's a glad shout which shows a heart and an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving as well. The shout comes from a cheerful spirit as well. The theologian Charles Spurgeon once said, "Our happy God should be worshipped by a happy people. A cheerful spirit is in keeping with his nature, his acts, and the gratitude that we should cherish for his mercies." So do we shout for joy to the Lord? Do we do that in our homes? Do we do that in our neighborhoods? Do we do that here at Mountain Ridge Bible Chapel? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. And then the psalmist continues with, all the earth, or all the lands. The psalmist is not only calling the nation of Israel, but all the earth, a call to all the lands and to all the people to join in praising Yahweh. Both Jews and Gentiles are to be part of this chorus of praise. Yes, this psalm is written to the nation of Israel, but today it is relevant for all the earth and for all the lands, especially the Lord's own who claim him as Lord and Savior. And we know from the scriptures that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, on things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. One day that will happen. We see that now, that's written to us in Revelation. One day that will happen. All the lands will shout for joy. all the lands will shout to the one who is worthy. The psalmist exhorts in verse 2 to worship the Lord with gladness, to come before him with singing, joyful songs. The whole earth, as we saw in 1, is invited to serve the Lord. The psalmist would have been thinking about service and the worship of the temple sacrifices. But this exhortation applies to any service and to all the people to be directed to the Lord God. And those who serve should do it with gladness. Again, Spurgeon says, as for the two true believers in Jesus Christ, they serve their God because they love to serve him. And it is a delight to worship the Most High. Well, do we delight to worship the Lord? Do we worship the Lord with great gladness? There's a song that we love to sing. It says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And the chorus says, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. That chorus is sung through twice, and it punctuates that I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. The psalmist says, come before him in singing. You know, we have such a rich heritage in singing. We have wonderful hymns of the faith. We've got great contemporary hymns that help us to praise and to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father. We love our hymns. We love our choruses. We're thankful for those hymn writers that God has inspired to write those words, and for those individuals that have put the music to those lyrics. Some of us can't really sing well, you know, and my father was one of them. And for many, many years, I sat next to him as a young boy right here, and it was painful. It was painful. He tried, bless his heart. He tried. He's singing now. He's with the Lord. So he's got a perfect voice unto the Lord. But it was slightly painful. And he would joke around. We had another brother here, Bob Thompson, and they were buds together. And the two of them, keep them apart. And they would joke about trying to do a duet on Sunday morning. And it was like, no way, no how. But you know something? They tried. They sang us unto the Lord. And we can do that too. And we do that. And we start with singing. And it gets our hearts right before the Lord. And so we do enjoy singing and standing in his presence and having access to God. We want to do that with exuberance and enthusiasm as we sing these hymns of praise. You know, we can be dull people, can't we? And we can let the weights of this world really burden us and hold us down. And we know that's true for each and every one of us. But when we come to worship the Lord God, Jehovah God, we must come with great gladness in our hearts, our attitudes, and with a great smile. Our Lord God is deserving of that from his people. Let me just challenge you this morning that you can't praise with thanksgiving someone that you don't know. Do you know the Lord God today through the Lord Jesus Christ? As we stood up here and we talked about this dedication to Ian, everything I said about him needing to come to faith in Christ is exactly what each and every one of us need to do as well. Do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do you have a personal relationship with God the Father through the complete work of his blessed Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ? You can't praise and give thanksgiving to someone that you don't know. Do you know him today? And then a challenge for us this morning, those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, what about our hearts? Are our hearts filled with praise and gratitude to Jehovah God? Do we taste and see every day that the Lord is good? Are we happy people in the know, in the Lord, knowing that he is our Lord God? It's not about our circumstances. We are not always feeling glad in life, are we? It's about our heart before God and understanding and adoration to the one we recall, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. We read that this morning at our earlier time. It is by grace that we have been saved. We do have a reason to come to the Lord with joy and with gladness, to worship the Lord our God, to praise him with thanksgiving in our hearts today and for all the days ahead, until we are to be in his presence and see him face to face, and even more, we will praise him with joyful hearts. Well, let's start that right now. Let's start that today and for the days ahead. For one day, for those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we'll be in his presence, and we will see him for who he is, and we will bow down and worship him. Let's just jump down to verse 4. As we mentioned, we're looking at the first section. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give him thanks, give thanks to him and praise his name. The psalmist here pictures all the people of all the lands, as we just read in verse 1, to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts and to give him praise and to praise his name. We see the reference here to courts and to gates, referring to the tabernacle of the Old Testament. You see, the people of Israel would come and enter through the gates and enter into the court of the tabernacle. Here was only one gate which people could enter into the tabernacle courtyard. The gate was 30 feet wide. It was located directly in the center of the outer court on the east end. The gate was covered by a curtain or screen made of finely twisted linen in blue, purple, and scarlet. We see this gate today as a representation of Jesus Christ as the only way through which one can fellowship with God and to worship him. The outer court was a very, very busy place. It was full.